com. Friday, March Madness weekend. University of North Dakota takes on the University of Wisconsin. The Cheeseheads are in the focus tonight, 7 o'clock in the NCAA hockey tournament. We're going to talk with a longtime voice, the play-by-play voice of the University of North Dakota, someone you'll hear on 550K Fire tonight, calling the game, Mr. Tim Hennessy, later on this hour. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. We had a fun first hour talking about what's unique and different and places to see and places to go and eat and do in communities all throughout the Northern Plains, and welcome more suggestions. A debate really prompted by the announcement this week that Sonic was coming to Fargo. So Sonic is now in Minot, started there, and coming to Fargo, and prompted this whole discussion on our Facebook page of other chain restaurants and things that we'd like in our communities. And got me to think, partly because of that trip up to Botno this week where, you know, the big deal wasn't the Walmart they just got in town, but it was rather the Pride Dairy that's been there since 1930 or the Botno Winter Park, that all of the communities within the sound of our voice have something unique and different. And, boy, have we been flooded with all kinds of wonderful ideas and great places and really been kind of fun. So appreciate all those, and we'll keep them going here today on the program. Whatever's on your mind, that's what's certainly welcome on a on a normal or nuts Friday edition of the program. You call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A bunch of folks have been waiting a while, so we're going to get to you here. David and Temple, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
Okay, so far I haven't heard anyone mention my particular favorite place to eat in the entire state. Now, I haven't eaten in every restaurant, obviously, but of the ones I have, here's my favorite. It's called Old Main Street Cafe and Pub in Devil's Lake. Old Main. Okay, so put that on your map.
It's on the map. And by the way, it's our first Devil's Lake suggestion. We've had folks talk about the lake and the fishing and the fun up there, but not not a dining spot. So
well,
it's on the list.
When I think of favorite places that I've ever eaten anywhere in the state, that's it. Now, as far as other places to go and see and do, over down in the other end of the state, farther south, is the Logging Camp Ranch near Amadon, if you know where that is.
I know where that's at, but I've not heard of the Logging Camp Ranch. That sounds cool.
Well, it's the only pine forest, native pine forest in the state. It's right along the Little Missouri River. It's a pretty historic place, too. Anyway, yeah, check that out sometime when you're down in that area.
Should see my notes for today. There are like just a bevy of great ideas for our little bucket list best of tour of North Dakota. Amadon's on the list. David, appreciate the call. Let's go to Dominic and Sterling. You're next on What's on Your Mind. What's happening in Sterling today, Dominic?
Yeah, I was just calling. I've been hearing in the past couple weeks here a lot of calls about people that want North Dakota to do like Alaska does and just cut every citizen a check at the end of the year. And I just wanted to maybe shine some light on the reasons why that wouldn't happen. And it's due to the fact that, one, in Alaska, all the oil's on state land, and that's one of the main reasons. But also, the checks that people are receiving today in Alaska are actually from the oil money 15 to 20 years ago. What Alaska did is they turned around and took that oil money and stuck it into, a market, and it's growing interest, and it's the interest is what they're paying out to people.
Which, by the way, is not dissimilar to the legacy fund in that you have a portion of the dollars that the citizens voted to set aside oil money. In other words, folks saw a lot of spending happening as a result of these influx of dollars and said, wait a minute, let's preserve some of this for the long haul. And that's what the Legacy Fund was ultimately all about. And I believe a great idea by the citizens of North Dakota, very prudent. But good point on your part, Dominic, on the payout that's going on in Alaska. Because, by the way, a lot of the oil companies have left Alaska. Production there is down. North Dakota surpassed them, now number two on the list, because of, in my view, a lot of dumb policies up there. which happened at other places as well. Anything else you want to add, Dominic?
No, that's just it. It's a lot of old money that was invested a long time ago, and it's the interest that's being paid out now. It's not anything current.
Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Wayne, on the road near Watford City. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Wayne. Take it away.
Morning, gentlemen. Well, there's two places. There's a little restaurant in Watford City off of 85. It's called the Little Missouri. Friday night, prime rib special. Be there before 7:30 or we'll be out because it is awesome.
That's Friday nights only, Wayne?
That's Friday. It's on sale. It's on special. And, man, you don't need a knife. You just need a fork. It is awesome.
All you need is a fork to dig into a little prime rib. You can't beat that. I think we lost you, Wayne. A little rough connection there in the patch today in Watford City. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Here's one that came in during the break.
Hey, Scott, you are not nuts. You're normal. This is Ted from Minot. And a perfect trip to Minot would start out by staying in the Dakota Rose Bed and Breakfast down on the river. And, yes, it was flooded. And, yes, they've invested a fortune fixing it back up. Absolutely gorgeous. You stay there, you have a delicious breakfast. Then head downtown Minot to Margie's Art Glass Studio where you find the Black Iguana coffee bar. Get a fantastic cup of coffee. And you could paint your own pottery and do all kinds of fun things there. Go next door, cookies for you, and have some delicious cookies. Have lunch at Charlie's downtown, which has been all refurbished and under new management, is absolutely beautiful, delicious, historic. You then head on down for supper at number 10. Have one of the best steaks, one of the best meals with a terrific wine list there, a fantastic meal at number 10 North Main. And if you happen to come to town on the right day, you could even take in a locally produced play over at the Arlene. And you would have traveled more than a few blocks, and you've seen everything awesome in Minot. Take care, buddy. You're not nuts.
Ted, I'm glad to hear that. I needed to hear that today. So that is fabulous. Great little tour and, a nice little visual. So all written down, all noted on the bucket list, best of North Dakota tour to come. Thank you very, very much. Aaron Gonzarowski sends a note here. It's going to feel like the 90s, and I'm getting ready for high school when I hear Scott Hannon and Tim Hennessy together again on the radio. Let's do one word game for old time's sake. She is remembering a time when Tim Hennessy and I were on the radio together in the morning. Did that probably for a decade. Tim and I worked together up in Grand Forks for a lot of years, and I'd forgotten all about the word game, though. She says, I slowly gave the definition, and people would guess what the word was. I remember you two laughing so hard a couple of times at the silly things people would guess. To be honest, I never called in. I guess making my hair big and beautiful was more important. All right, Aaron, thanks for the comment and the refresher on the word game. Maybe we'll have to dust that off for old time's sake today when Tim joins us at the bottom of the hour. I love it. All right, telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We mentioned earlier a little newsier edition of What's on Your Mind. The North Dakota Democrats are meeting this weekend in Fargo for their state convention, and they're honoring Team North Dakota, Senators Dorgan, Conrad, Congressman Pomeroy, and we asked the following question. As North Dakota Democrats gather for their state convention, some of our listeners expressed dismay that Team North Dakota is being honored given their support for Obamacare. However, as I said earlier, I think it's perfectly normal for Democrats to honor Democrats, especially long-serving public servants like Senators Conrad, Dorgan, and Congressman Pomeroy. Does that make me nuts? And at odds with these listeners? Sean says, not nuts. They would honor their own like this. But in other news, I'm told they've been busy trying to revive Quentin Burdick from the dead in the hopes they can run him for future office. Now, Sean, we should have a little more respect for our dead than that. But Quentin Burdick would be a little older generation member of Team North Dakota. Ryan says, if they want to honor the Three Stooges, let them. Robert says, yeah, thanks, guys, for Obamacare. Ron says, thanks for Obamacare. That was a great move. Unbelievable how some want the government to run every aspect of our life. Three Stooges. See, now, I see that Earl Pomeroy in one of these news stories did refer to themselves as the Three Amigos. I don't know that he'd go with the Three Stooges or not, but in the spirit of honoring someone's public service here, some of our listeners are being a little petty here, I think. Sorry. Nick says the ACA, Affordable Care Act, isn't a government-run anything, you muppet. Now it's seeing, you know, we have all this name-calling going on here for crying out loud.
You muppet?
Yeah, you muppet.
You're like one of the crabby old men in the balcony muppet, or Miss Piggy muppet, or Kermit, or what are you?
Norval says, notice how they didn't run again. Kevin says they're responsible for my 14.4% increase in Blue Cross Blue Shield premiums. And Robert says, I love the Muppets. I actually kind of do, too, so I don't know if that should be taken as a slam. But
you and I can be the crabby old men Muppets in the balcony thing there.
Perfectly normal that you would recognize the public service for these folks, I think. You tell me if I'm wrong. More of your comments on a Normal or Nuts Friday. What's on your mind? Let us know. Straight ahead.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Botkin's Best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Joni sends a note. You guys need to check out S&E Meats and the Memorial Diner in Granville. On the list, Joni, thank you. S&E Meats and the Memorial Diner in Granville. What have we done here, folks, by starting this request for great, unique, different, fun places to visit?
Plan my spring and summer, that's what.
Yeah,
I got some great ideas here.
best of list here today on the program. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. Al and Tappan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. I've always wanted to stop at Tappan and visit that store that's advertised there on the interstate. Maybe that'll have to be in my bucket list. But Al's got a restaurant we ought to see. How you doing, Al?
Hello?
Are you there, Al?
Yes, sir, I am. Hello?
Now I can hear you. Hello, Al. What's up?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm great. It'd be better if I was in Tappan, though, to tell you the truth.
Well, yeah. Everything happens in Tappan.
Everything happens in Tappan. Now, there's a slogan. I love that.
So you guys are talking about good places to eat, right?
We are. Just the stuff that makes us different, better. The places you'd take somebody to visit if they come to your town.
Okay, well, we got the Roadhouse Bar and Grill. Our feature item right now is roasted chicken. And starting April 1st, we're going to be serving ribeye steaks and your choice of potatoes. So,
boy, oh, boy, it sounds the ribeyes you're going to go with?
Yep.
Where will you get your ribeyes from, Al?
I'm not the owner, but I think she's getting them off from GFG. So it's going to be, I don't exactly have the details exactly yet, but, they're going to be really good. We've had them before and they're a pretty decent steak.
What's right now, if I come in today to the Roadhouse, what's the hot item? What do you recommend?
Well, we've got homemade soups. There's Nephila and chicken noodle. And then we have homemade chili. And I think we've got probably one of the better hamburgers on 94. So.
And besides a great restaurant like the Roadhouse, what else would you – folks come visit Tappan, what do you take them to see? What's different, unique, fun stuff?
Let's see. Other than that, Tappan's, you better not blink because you might miss a kind of town. So,
I guess it's good company, huh?
That's about it. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate the call, Al. Good to hear from you. Thank you. Joe in Watertown, listening on 550K Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello there. Yeah, you guys were talking the last couple days on exporting medical care because of Obamacare. I don't know if you've followed. I'm a geriatric scuba diver, so I spent a little time in Grand Cayman. That hospital is already open there. It's being run by Devi Shetty, who is Mother Teresa's heart doctor. And they have already spent $6 billion in this hospital. And his credentials, he has 14 hospitals in India because of probably the British healthcare system is such a fiasco. His costs are 10% of what the U.S. medical costs are. His mortality rate on heart surgery is 1.4 against 1.9 in the U.S. You can look him up. They call him the Henry Ford of heart surgery. Have you followed this man?
No, hadn't heard anything about it.
Absolutely incredible man. He's Indian. I figure he gave Mother Teresa an additional 10 years with her. And when he went into Grand Cayman, it's an interesting thing. Of course, the Cayman government wanted him desperately because this is a huge expenditure, $6 billion, $4 billion from Devi Shetty and $2 million from Ascension Healthcare Catholic group that does not want to fund abortions. So they're getting money from both ends. The hospital, by the way, is already in operation. They started taking their first people in there the beginning of this year. But to open in Grand Cayman, he said, I will not open unless we have George W. Bush's Texas lawsuit laws. You realize in Texas the most you can sue for is $500,000?
That'd be a good game changer on the national level because tort reform is a big problem in the cost of health care.
Oh, horrible. And, he said, I'm not going to be bankrupt by a frivolous lawsuit. And he did not get $500,000. He got $600,000. And to give you an idea how bright Shetty is, he, in Grand Cayman, and it was a problem we always worried about, it was the catheterization, you know, if you have a heart blockage, has to be done in, say, 30 minutes, and you can save the heart muscle from being damaged. They did not have this. It's an expensive process. And their health care, their nationalized health care, did not have it, never funded it. Shetty said, fine, the attorneys are all after me. They're calling me Dr. Shetty. If you want me, that's fine. But I'm going to give you this catheterization system, which is worth about $1 million. And Shetty went in there with his doctors. He said, we'll train you guys. We'll stay on as long as you want, or your Caymanians can do the work because we'll train you. And that's it. I've given you this, the Cayman government, and it'll be an operation. This is what I've given you. Let's get the attorneys on the radio here and see what they're going to give you. And everything you wanted passed. So they're an
interesting story, Joe. Appreciate the call, and I hope it's not a sign of the times that you're going to have talented medical professionals there offering their services elsewhere in the result of Obamacare, because the great thing now, healthcare system, challenged as it may be on some issues like the rising costs and how we fund it, everybody still comes here, right? The vast majority of people come here for the best health care in the world. How sad would it be to lose that? Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Chris sends a note, says, restaurant idea for What's on Your Mind. Another restaurant to put on your map in Devil's Lake is Needful Things. Lots of unique and delicious food, as well as fresh baked breads. That's in Devil's Lake. Kurt says on Facebook, you're asking the land of lutefisk if a waffle taco is nuts. I think he's suggesting that's kind of a duh. The Logging Camp breakfast place near Park Rapids, Minnesota. Another one for the list. And let's see here. Yeah, we got Needful Things in there, so we're good. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. How good is a $30 billion industry in contributing to great things in North Dakota? 60,000 jobs contributing to energy independence. Find out more about it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and also on the industry's helping to get at the table and solve the challenges from oil and gas production. Tim Hennessy, the voice of the University of North Dakota hockey team for a lot of years, joins us next. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What's not to love about half off? Half off anything. 50% off. That's why it's slash it in half. That's the deal now through the end of April at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You've heard me talk about this for years for good reason. This place is fabulous. You can truly relax. They have the Copper Dora Veda Spa. We're going to take 50% off any spa treatment at Chase on the Lake now through the end of April. 50% off any room, whatever you need. Three-bedroom condo tell, all the way down to a single king room. And every room is fantastic at Chase on the Lake. 50% off private bowling. You can have some fun at the Chasers Bowling Alley. Our family loves it. Crank up the jukebox. Have a great time. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your entire stay. That entire deal, 50% off the room, the spa treatment, the bowling, and free breakfast every day, any Sunday through Thursday. Promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's on your mind from 550K Fire in Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag in the Red River Valley, and of course, booming to the Bakken with KTGO 1090 and 1460 KLTC. And on some of those very radio stations, you're going to hear tonight, 7 o'clock, the University of North Dakota take on the University of Wisconsin, a longtime rivalry back on the ice in the NCAA hockey tournament, and the person you'll hear calling that game is the longtime voice of the University of North Dakota, Fighting Sioux, Tim Hennessey, who joins us now on our newsmaker line. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Thank you. Cincinnati is warm.
Is it warm as in, wonderful, welcoming folks or the temperature?
That's like 55 degrees, I think.
Is it really? What a deal. Right there in Cincinnati. I understand the bus got stuck the other day, so you had kind of a tough start to things there rolling into Cincy, huh?
It was a whole adventure, I'll tell you what. In fact, I'm standing right near where it got stuck. The bus got stuck. The guy almost got in a couple head-on collisions, ran a couple red lights. Yesterday on the way to the rink, he flipped a mirror and knocked it off a truck, and he's not driving the bus for us anymore.
He's been relieved of his duties, huh?
Well, you know what? We figured he was fourth. We call him fourth seed bus driver, and that's what you get when you're the fourth seed. Right?
Oh, what a hoot.
Wisconsin, very good. Wisconsin's got a very good bus driver. Ours, not so good.
Yeah, all right. Well, glad you got a new one since it sounds like he was ready for retirement there. Ouch. Anyway, the Badger team is good, aren't they? What are we expecting this matchup tonight?
Yeah, they're really good. I was actually really shocked when I looked. I was looking over the roster and doing some prep work and stuff. And they've got three guys that are 24 years old. They got five guys that are 23 years old. They got six guys that are 22 years old. Their roster is older than an NHL roster, for crying out loud. So they've been together a long time, and they've been kind of pointing to this year about once every 4 years they get a good group of seniors going like that, and they got it going this time. That's for sure.
Nine seniors, a handful of juniors, and this will be really interesting. But, of course, it's like any time the Sioux or the Gophers play or the matchup, between a Wisconsin and a North Dakota, you kind of throw the records and the stats out the window, don't you?
Well, I think it's little-known fact to people around here anyway, maybe to the Badger people, is that North Dakota has the exact number of wins since January 1 as Wisconsin has. And so they both played pretty well down the stretch. And I think, North Dakota quietly is 23 wins on the year. And I think really coming in as a four seed and have to scrap towards the end there to get into the tournament was one thing. But with 23 wins, I certainly think they deserve to be here. And I think maybe they're a little underestimated, and I think maybe North Dakota will play. I think Coach Hackstall will use that a little bit, try to use that to his advantage this weekend anyway.
What happened last weekend? Obviously, a flat performance in the opening game of the NCHC tournament. Is that the case of Miami just obviously being a lot better at this time now with all those players back and a better team, or you know what happened with North Dakota?
Well, two things went there, I think, and one was that Miami and the Miami people I talked to after the game said that that's the best 60 minutes of hockey they've played all year. And wouldn't you know, it'd be against us. And the other thing is, really, North Dakota played pretty well. They just couldn't put the puck in the net. They had an open net early in the game that Michael Parks just couldn't put in. They hit a crossbar before that when it was still scoreless. If they get the first goal in that game, it might be entirely different. But I don't think that they felt bad about their performance. It's just Miami was a little better and put the puck away when they had the chances. And that was really the difference in that one. That's how close they are, you know.
So just, you know, the kind of hockey you expect this time of year, and don't read too much into it, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think this team, I'm trying to think of when the last clunker they had was. They had one, I don't know, a few weeks back maybe. But other than that, they played very consistent, and it's just a matter of if they can generate offense. If they can put the puck in the net, they generate the offense, they generate the chances. It's a matter of putting the puck in the net, and hopefully I think tonight's game will – it'd be huge if we got on the board first, because if Wisconsin gets on the board first, they kind of shut things down a little bit and make it very difficult for you to get near the net. So that'll be real critical tonight. But yeah, UND's been playing, I think, consistently well, really since Christmas.
What happened with the pairwise rankings and the non-conference opponents with the NCHC teams that ultimately end up skewing things a little bit? They really are a better team than they're seeded, aren't they?
Yeah, if you want to go back, and I mean, North Dakota with 23 wins, they've had, if you go back in the 12 years they've been in this, I think, they've had fewer wins before, I think five times, and have been like a number two seed. And with 23 wins as a four seed, what it really comes down to, if you want to point the finger at Colorado College and point the finger at Nebraska Omaha for their abominable non-conference, record. They were horrible. You know, Omaha lost to Bentley once or twice, maybe even, and Colorado College lost to some teams maybe they shouldn't have, and that really knocked the whole power thing or whatever the heck they call it down for UND, because their wins against Omaha and Colorado College didn't mean squat after that. So that's really where the crux of it was. Had Omaha and Colorado College won two or three more games in non-conference, so we wouldn't have been faced with a struggle to get in this. We would have went into last weekend knowing already that we were going to be in.
North Dakota and Wisconsin tonight and the NCAA hockey tournament. And Tim Hennessy, the voice of the Fighting Sioux for a whole lot of years with us. If you have a question or comment for him about the matchup tonight or anything about the Sioux hockey season, certainly welcome that at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Do you have to, like, put up post-it notes or little sticky reminders to not say Fighting Sioux? I cannot not say Fighting Sioux, and I know that my cohort here, Todd, always needles me a little bit about it, thinking that I'm doing it on purpose. I'm not. It just is ingrained in my brain, but I would imagine that's got to be a little challenging for you, or have you got it down now?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, you know, the NCAA in the skywalk here, because the rink's located right next to the Great American Ballpark where the Reds open their baseball season on Monday, but they wanted flags of all the different teams. And they had a Fighting Sioux flag flying for North Dakota until somebody pointed it out to one of the NCAA people that better get that down. And they started that one. And then at the press conference yesterday, Steph Patton came out with, "We have to play Sioux hockey." And it was kind of a funny moment as he looked over to Nick Mattson next to him and went, "I don't think I was supposed to say that." But I haven't, I think I've had, we've got a Fighting Sioux jar, our engineer back at the studios for the games. Tracy keeps, you got to throw a buck in there for every time you say it. And I think I only got about $3 in there this year.
It just becomes a neat story in the Herald today that's in some of the other forum newspapers around the state too. Dickinson and Jamestown and Fargo talking about how much Fighting Sioux nickname and logo merchandise are selling in stores. And, you know, I that's one of the crazy things, that it obviously has been sunsetted, which is part of the reason it's selling so much, obviously, but there's still demand for it. I'm not sure, given the fact that it is a part of North Dakota history and will be for so many years, why it has to go away. But it's
well,
you know,
I just think you know what I think is strange is that any blunders that we've had in the last couple of years have been made by the NCAA. Last year in Grand Rapids, at the regional in Grand Rapids, on the scoreboard, it said Sioux and had the Indian Head logo up there. I think that was the same time that they printed out, had the paper for the line charts, and they had Fighting Sioux on there, too. And it, and then this year with the flag, I mean, they're the ones that, they're the ones that keep making the mistake. I don't think anybody around here does.
The one I'm dreading is...
of course, they took it away.
Yeah, no kidding. What I'm dreading is when the debate starts over what the new name ought to be. That I'm not looking forward to that at all.
That'll be a treat, won't it?
Yeah, no kidding. But maybe it'll make it easier not to say Fighting Sioux for a dinosaur like myself. So not so sure. Oh, gosh.
But you said it so well, Scott.
Oh, it was so fun. It was so great. That's why I can't imagine doing it without being able to say it. It just would feel like you're, you know, something's missing for crying out loud, you know?
Nobody said it like you, Scott. Come on.
Well, you actually were the one that started that whole thing. I remember we were at Duluth one time, and there was a guy at the deck in Duluth that used to really kind of rev things up, and he had like a little signature there. And I forget even how he did it or what he did, but we would usually joke about it and get a giggle out of it. But that's how the Fighting Sioux scoring kind of started, because we had to find something that was unique to North Dakota, and it's still going. If you go up to the arena now, Jared, who took my place a number of years back, doing a nice job, so it's kind of fun. But there is something missing when you can't say, here come your Fighting Sioux. I don't think I'd be able to do it.
There's no doubt that there's something missing, but it is what it is, right?
Yeah, exactly right. How many years have you been doing this? You started in the 80s, is that right, or late 70s?
Late 77, 78 season. Halfway through, I think, and then I missed 2 years when my old pal Terry Wanless wouldn't let me do it. So I think that was 95, 96. So I don't know how many years that amounts to.
Is there anybody? Anybody in the game anymore that's done as long as you have calling the games?
I don't think so. I haven't met it. There's nobody in our league I know that's been doing it that long. And I don't think so, but nobody's silly enough to continue on doing this thing.
And you obviously see a lot of change in that time. Now we have a whole new league. There's NCHC, obviously the Gophers bolting to the Big Ten. What with a year under our belt, what's your assessment of the new league and the changes in college hockey?
Well, it's gonna make a difference, because this league is really good from top to bottom, and so it's gonna be a real battle every year. And you know what you found is that there isn't, it's like this opening round, you know, the field of 16, you guys, if there's only one game really that I'd be shocked if the lower seed won, and that'd be Robert Morris beating Minnesota. Other than that, throw them all in a hat, because, you know, what's the word, parity, I guess it is, through college hockey. And it's just, I think the problems are going to have some growing pains a little bit with the playoff situations. Like right at the Target Center last week, if North Dakota wasn't at the Target Center last week, that would have been a complete disaster as far as the league goes. I think with the UND fans, I think they might have maybe broke even, maybe even made a buck or two. But had North Dakota not been there, it would have been a total disaster, which was kind of funny because they had it all set up for them in the first round of the playoffs, because they had the teams that could travel by car, Omaha, Duluth, St. Paul, North Dakota, all at home, not playing each other. So conceivably, if you know your home teams all won the playoffs, then you'd had a pretty good crowd, I think, at Target Center. But as it turned out, they had to go to that Sunday game, and I think they were suicide watching the NCHC office that Sunday night.
No kidding.
Before North Dakota finally beat CC.
Hang tight, Tim. We got a heartbreaker. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Back on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Last segment here, folks, and we're talking a little Sioux hockey since tonight. The University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux are the one team in North Dakota still in a national tournament. Big game with Wisconsin tonight, 7 o'clock, and you can hear it by tuning in on the Fighting Sioux Radio Network, including 550K Fire in Bismarck with Tim Hennessy, the voice of the Fighting Sioux for a lot of years, joining us to talk a little bit about tonight's game. Talk about some of the players that are the best of the best of this crop. Obviously, when you talk about North Dakota players over the years, there's a long list of just incredible talent out there. But who would you put in that top tier out of this team right now that match up with some of those great North Dakota hockey legends over the years, Tim?
Well, I
You know, I don't think they have the they don't have the superstar. You know, there's no Jonathan Toews or Zach Parise or T.J. Oshies or Phil Seitz or Doug Smales or Evan Trupps or Matt Pattons on this team. But I think defensively, Jordan Schmaltzer is a first-round draft pick. I think if he's on top of his game, he's the kind of guy that can dominate a game from the blue line. And, you know, he's going to certainly be an outstanding player and has been. And, again, when he's on his game, I don't think there's a better defenseman in the league. Up front, Rocco Grimaldi, of course, is one that can pitch on the edge of your seat, no doubt, and is their leading scorer. And you got to be watching him. And it's just been a matter of trying to find the right guys to play with Rocco because he's not an easy guy to play with because he's going darting here and there and everywhere and all over the place. And I think Luke Johnson settled in there pretty good on the right side of that line. So, I don't know. I think that's the strength of the team is that they roll four lines and there isn't a whole lot of difference between any of them.
And you mentioned earlier that these teams match up pretty well, but I mean, anybody that you would consider a favorite for the crown this year, whose is it to lose?
Oh, for the big crown?
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk to NHL guys, and they talk about Boston College being real good. BC's got a great first line, obviously, with Johnny Gaudreau. They should have handed him the Hobie Baker at the start of the season, but he's had a great year, and their first line is very good, and they've got pretty good defense there. So that most people talk about Boston College. And then after that, really throw them in a hat, and I think any Union's a very good team. They're a veteran team, but I think the favorite going into the tournament, despite the fact they lost their opening round playoff series, I think probably has to be Boston College.
Well, let's hope for the Sooner to knock off some cheeseheads tonight, and it'll be a great matchup. We'll be listening. Tim, great to catch up with you. Have a great time in Cincinnati there, and go Sue. There, I said it.
They were just going to throw me out of the rink, but I think I'm okay now.
They want you to leave, huh?
Well, it's supposed to be a closed practice, and then Coach Ashton saw the guy standing next to me, and he waved him off, so I guess I'm okay.
I hope so. You're not going to share too many secrets with the Badgers, are you?
I don't think I probably will, and I don't think there's many secrets that UND can come up with that I don't know about either. So.
No kidding. All right, good to talk to you, Tim. Best of luck to North Dakota tonight. We'll be listening.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Folks, we still got a little March Madness left in North Dakota. It's on the hockey front. This hour of the program brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great resource on all the great jobs, 60,000 of them. All the benefits to the economy, $30 billion worth. All the things that are happening and the technology and new production leading to energy security. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check them out. Here's a call that came in off the air on a topic we were tackling earlier. Last chance to get in here at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind.
It is normal to honor long-term public service in both parties. Let's look at those years of service, including the expertise of the budget hawk. We're now $19 trillion in debt. We pay that all back, then we'll be flat broke. On top of that is Obamacare, which will run in the red and be a way over the years of getting more government control of our personal lives. These are only two reasons in many Congress is a 17% approval rating. How about a trophy called shame? Have a good day.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And those are all political arguments that you could make about the individuals. But, maybe I'm nuts, but my thought here is on, and we're talking, in case you missed this, that North Dakota Democrats are gathering for their state convention this weekend in Fargo, and they're honoring what's been called Team North Dakota, the longtime congressional delegation that served together in North Dakota, all Democrats, Senator Conrad, Senator Dorgan, Congressman Pomeroy. And they're obviously being honored for their service. And, again, it's Democrats honoring Democrats. So I don't think that's odd at all. We've had some criticism from folks because of political arguments like yours to say, well, they all voted for Obamacare. How do you honor them? Well, you're not going to as a person that differs with them politically. I get that. I'm not either for those particular policies. The head scratcher to me was, how in the world can someone be considered a deficit hawk when you look at his budget chair, either not putting out a budget despite record deficits and debt and or voting for the level of spending that happened? You know, it's just sort of Washington craziness. But again, I think in this case, you set aside the politics because these are Democrats honoring one of their own And obviously, Democrats came up with the idea of Obamacare. Of course they're going to vote for it. So that isn't really that that odd at all. By the way, there's a little controversy similar in Minnesota, although it's not about Democrats, but it's about university folks. Activists on the campus of the University of Minnesota want the University of Minnesota to revoke an invitation for Condoleezza Rice, who's speaking in a couple of weeks down there. That's a little nutty, too. I mean, especially when you consider what is a university if not for a place for diverse opinions. And here was a former Secretary of State, first female Secretary of State. I think a university would want to honor that. That's a little nuts, too. Anyway, we'll leave it there for today, I guess. Todd, have a fabulous weekend. We'll see you on Monday, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, folks, for listening to the program we call What's On Your Mind. God bless you, and we'll see you again Monday, same time, same place, same bat channel. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites. They're simply the best on business or vacation. Quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Warmer weather and snow melting means one thing. It's time for the Max Spring Sale. Find great deals like a 2-inch by 27-foot tie-down for only $10.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill combo kit. Great 5 volts, only $1.69 per pound. $3.99 for a 40-pound bag of softener salt. Rope, cable, tools, they're all on sale now during Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.